The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another eye-opening and informative episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And you might be asking, why is this an eye-popping show? Well, today we have a very interesting show on everything related to vision. Did you want to add anything to that, Mel?
Or I could clearly see that you were getting to something with that whole eye-opening thing there.
There you go. So we today, for all of those of you that might suffer from eye issues, we are talking not only about things like macular degeneration today, we are going to be talking about cataracts, we are going to be talking about glaucoma. Everything vision today is our show for you. But before we get into all that, Melody, our wonderful co-host here, she needs to remind all of you how you can connect to us.
Our main hub of connection is cohradio.com. Some of you may still be typing in crossroadsofhealthradio.com. It'll still get you there, but we have a little shortcut for you, cohradio.com. Now, that's our major hub that'll also take you over to emeraldlabs.com, which is our purely informational page about our products. If you want to read everything about them, we make over 100 different formulas, and there's even links there as well. Now, the great thing is we have a special page set up right now on COH Radio for the I'm Free campaign.
I can almost visualize that as you're saying it.
It is very, very exciting. We tried to make it as easy as possible for you to participate in this I'm Free campaign that is only running for 60 short days. So it's very easy to jump on board. Just go to the cohradio.com and you'll see the I'm Free tab. And please join in. At the very least, you can get a free bottle of your favorite Emerald Labs product and an I'm Free of Additives shirt. At the best, if you participate in this competition, which is actually social media based, then you could win up to a year free of your favorite Emerald Labs product. So I just want everybody out there to hear this because it's a fun opportunity. We really want to get people involved, and we really, really appreciate the opportunity of being able to incorporate you and sharing the good news about our products with all of your friends.
Yes, exactly. And so we're just here to get products into your hands however we can. So whether it's you help us out with testimonials, we want you to try our products because we know what we have here with Dr. Stengler formulating all of our products, using them in his clinic every day of every week, and getting results with his patients. So if you try these products, we feel very confidently that you will get some good positive results for where you might have issues.
You know, we just want to help you to make really good decisions nutritionally and avoid being on the medication, Ferris wheel that so many Americans are on today. But the great thing is that even though all of these studies do exist for the nutrient choices that we've made in these formulas, that Dr. Stengler actually made in these formulas, nothing helps more than knowing that your friend is getting results. And that's why testimonials are so valuable to us. And I think they're really valuable to a lot of people. A lot of people don't sit down and read the studies like we do, but they will definitely pay attention if one of their friends or somebody just like them is experiencing the same type of issues and they're finding relief with natural nutritional formulas. So we encourage all of you to participate. If you've been a longtime listener, you've probably already had a positive experience with one of our products. So, you know, again, go to cohradio.com, hop on that I'm Free page, and that'll give you all the easy 1, 2, 3 steps to go ahead and participate in this fun and exciting giveaway that we are running right now. But I know we've got so much to talk about right now with vision, Rick.
And actually, I'm going to talk about something that's kind of interesting. I'm going to say near and dear to my heart. And honestly, when you're talking about diseases, that's kind of strange. But I will tell you, I'm going to be talking about glaucoma for my talking point. The reason for that is because I had glaucoma when I was in high school. For those of you that might know me a little bit more intimately, I don't know if our listeners do, I think I've talked about this previously, but I don't really see out of my left eye. When I was a kid, I had a piece of bark flying in my left eye, and I don't have a lens in that eye. And so when I'm looking at people, my left eye sort of looks astray a little bit. I forget what I look like sometimes till I look in the mirror and I go, oh, yeah, that's right. My left eye looks a little strange. So, but after all that trauma, when I was, third grade, then by high school, I had gotten glaucoma. I started getting some headaches, and it was a whole big thing for me. I was not into nutrition back then, but it was shortly after I had the surgery for the glaucoma that I got into nutrition. And since then, it's all been a good climb to better health since then. But they cut a little glaucoma. I'll read about it, but your pressure in your eye, your intraocular pressure goes quite high. And they cut a little trap door in the front of my eye. I remember they said they got to relieve the pressure. So they got, I don't know, I was asleep, but they cut a little trap door in my eye to let the fluid leak out. I just remember that. I flew to San Francisco and had that surgery, and it was kind of a big deal. But anyway, with that, we should get into glaucoma. So glaucoma affects more than 2 million Americans and is the second leading cause of blindness in this country. This can be a very serious disease that must be given medical care as soon as possible if permanent vision loss is to be avoided. In the healthy eye, fluid is produced and drained at equal rates. If the fluid cannot drain properly, it builds up and puts pressure on the optic nerve, the retina, and the lens. This pressure can partially damage or even completely destroy the retina and the optic nerve, which is what happened to me. The optic nerve, that's what I understood, is that it does damage, and so you lose your ability to see well. So if the outflow channels are open and become blocked with debris, the disorder is called open-angle glaucoma. Chronic open-angle glaucoma is the most common form and usually occurs over years. Fluid drains too slowly from the anterior chamber of the eye and pressure builds up. At first, increased pressure in the eyes produces no symptoms. As the disease progresses, symptoms may include narrowing peripheral vision, mild headaches, and vague visual disturbances such as seeing halos around electric lights or having difficulty adapting to darkness. At some point, tunnel vision, where the visual field narrows and makes it hard to see anything on either side when looking forward, may develop. If the channels are blocked by the iris, the disorder is called closed angle glaucoma. Fluid pressure increases quickly and causes intense pain in one eye, along with headaches and vision problems, including blurring or a halo effect around lights. The eyeball feels hard to the touch, and the pain may be so severe that it causes nausea and even vomiting. The eyelid swells and the eye becomes red and watery. These symptoms are warning signs that you must receive medical care immediately. Permanent vision loss and even total blindness can settle in after just a few days. Fortunately, acute glaucoma is rather rare and accounts for only 10% of all glaucoma cases. Certain medications, long periods spent in darkness, and stress are all potential triggers for an attack. Since the disease targets older people most frequently, anyone over 65 should make glaucoma tests part of their annual eye exam. African Americans, who have a much higher incidence of glaucoma than the rest of the population, should start getting annual tests after the age of 40, as should anyone with diabetes. If at any age you experience a loss of peripheral vision, constant low-level headaches, eye pain, or blurred vision that is not corrected with one new lens prescription, see a doctor at once. If you test positive for glaucoma, you may not be able to recover the damage that's already been done, but there's a good chance that you can significantly slow the progress of the disease. So there are a couple of points I want to make with glaucoma. One in particular is foods that you should avoid. So people want to say, well, how can I, just with my diet, how can I help? So fluid retention in the eye may be a response to food allergies. We have a lot of people with allergies out there. So if you find that consumption of certain foods make your eyes red, irritated, painful, or tender, you might want to consider avoiding those foods. Caffeine is another thing that has been shown to reduce blood flow to the eye. So avoid coffee, chocolate, and caffeinated teas and sodas. And a toxic liver may be related to eye problems. Avoid alcohol, which can obviously put a big burden on the liver. A couple things that you can do in regards to glaucoma, and these are products we'll talk about this more at the end of the show, but magnesium can be very helpful. Not all magnesiums are the same. We have a magnesium that is considered the best as far as absorption is concerned. But magnesium relaxes the blood vessel walls and improves blood flow to the eye. Curcumin, which we talked about, which is Mareva, that's the brand name, that helps to reduce or may reduce intraocular pressure and slow the progression of glaucoma. Fish oils can be very important. And then there was a study that was done using 2,000 milligrams or more a day of vitamin C, and they demonstrated that, vitamin C lowered intraocular pressure in people with glaucoma. One study found that vitamin C reduced intraocular pressure by a whopping, it's 16 millimeters of mercury. That's, there's a device called a tonometer, and that's the measurement, how they assess eye pressure. An even more aggressive approach is to consult with a physician who uses intravenous vitamin C. The benefits of vitamin C are only present as long as one is supplementing this nutrient. And again, we also have our Pureway C, which has a longer hang time. We can talk about that more when we get into the kind of the product section of the show. But these are just things that you can do to help with glaucoma. It is a concern, obviously, if you're getting older. And I am. I'm 53, so I have to be more concerned and maybe recheck my glaucoma issues. But that was a lot of information. Thank you for staying with us on that. We are out of time for segment one, and we'll be right back, and Melody will get into her talking point in segment two.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. This week, we have an eye-popping show. If you were with us for segment one, everything related to vision this week. So I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. If you are just tuning in, you can always go to cohradio.com, cohradio.com, or crossroadsofhealthradio.com if you like typing. That's fine. That's kind of a hub where you can get archived radio shows, and you can connect to Emerald Labs and different places to get different information on products, things like that. So check that out. Also, this week's code, at the end of every show we do, are getting to know you, and you can get an additional discount. So this week's code is going to be SAY, S-A-Y. We're talking about funny things that have been said that people say. So you can type that in with our partner, internet partner affiliate, supplements.one, supplements.one. They carry all of our Emerald Labs products and some other products too, every day at 10% below MSRP. This week, you will get an additional 50% off all about six different products, which we will tell you more about later in the show. So check that out. But you're actually below wholesale if you type in that code SAY, S-A-Y with supplements.one. So anyway, we want to get right back into the show. We were talking about glaucoma in segment one. Melody is going to do her talking point on cataracts, another issue that affects many people out there.
A lot of people really have so many different vision issues. These are two of the major ones. A lot of people suffer from vision loss as they get older, but cataracts are something that definitely are a leading cause of vision loss in the U.S. and worldwide. Because they develop gradually and because most of us tend to associate some vision disturbances with normal aging, most cases go undetected until it's too late to stop the damage. And that's really a shame, because when cataracts are caught in their early stages, it's possible to halt or even reverse their progression. If your eyes are healthy, you can also take steps that may help prevent cataracts altogether. So cataracts, what they are, is cloudy or opaque spots that develop on the usually translucent lens of the eye. When these spots first appear, you may not even notice any difference in your vision. Over a period of years, however, the cataract will spread across the lens, and then you may notice that it's harder to make out details or the colors are looking different. Night driving can become more challenging. If you've been farsighted for most of your life, a cataract may actually improve your vision for a short while, which is strange. As the cataract continues to grow, it will become more difficult to see medium-sized and larger objects. In the worst-case scenario, cataracts can leave a person completely blind. In fact, 40,000 Americans go blind every year as a result of cataracts. That's significant.
And that is significant.
Most cases fall under the category that doctors call senile cataracts. These are lens spots that commonly accompany old age, although they are by no means an inevitable part of growing older. We now know that senile cataracts are caused by damage from free radicals, the unbalanced destructive molecules that destroy cells in the body. While the production of free radicals, it does naturally increase somewhat with aging, most of these dangerous agents are caused by lifestyle choices. Excess sun exposure, poor diet, and smoking are all primary causes of free radicals. So changing these habits can prevent and sometimes stop cataracts, as can taking steps to supply your body with antioxidants, the substances that fight free radicals. So now, in some cases, they are inherited or caused by a pre-existing disorder. Cataracts that actually begin in your youth or middle age are very rare, and they're usually related to an inherited condition. In addition, people who have diabetes and Down syndrome actually have a higher risk of developing cataracts than the rest of the population. Poor digestive function can be at the root of cataracts. Low stomach acid can lead to malabsorption of nutrients from foods, create more free radicals. In addition, toxic metals such as cadmium, mercury, others accelerate free radical damage. Elevated blood sugar levels, such as that with diabetes, that's a major risk factor for the development. So nutritional therapy is really important. And we're going to be talking about this more in the show, but, you know, vitamin C and bioflavonoids work in combination to fight free radical damage. In addition, they improve the tissues and the capillaries of the eye. And I found it really interesting that there is actually some doctors that have noted a link. Now, this is not established, but this is interesting. You should take this into consideration. They've established a link, or noted a link, between cataracts and an inability to digest milk sugars properly. So again, it's not been proven, but it is prudent for people who have cataracts to eliminate milk products from their diet. A nutritional tip here too: population studies show that people who take multivitamins or supplements containing vitamin C or E or for more than 10 years have up to a 60% lower risk of forming cataracts. So that's really good to know.
Well, this is definitely one of those things of minimizing your losses. So, you know, yes, our eyes are all going to degenerate as we age, but how do we slow that process? Not just with supplements, but with foods to avoid, foods we should eat, but also supplementation can really potentially enhance the eye's health over a long period of time. Now, before we get into macular degeneration, I think we might do that in segment three. I think we want to maybe dive into some of the products that we do have regarding cataracts and glaucoma, just to break it up a little bit. I feel like we've given you a lot of information on glaucoma and cataracts. Oh, and by the way, the milk sugars Melody mentioned, you know, milk is one of the common, eight common allergens. So that's something that, you know, those allergens, especially speaking of allergies in relation to glaucoma, also that you want to watch out for those eight common allergens. And you can type that up on the internet. It's very common. So anyway, with the products, so this week, some of the products we're going to be offering on deal are Pureway C, Mareva, and magnesium. I think we could certainly start with those. Those are kind of straightforward. And in glaucoma, we were talking about magnesium relaxing the blood vessels. And I mentioned about not all magnesiums are created equal. So I think I'll just take a minute to talk about the minerals that we use, all the minerals we use in our multis and in our magnesium, particularly our Albion chelated minerals. You can certainly type up that on the internet. That is the company's name, Albion. Their minerals cost about 3 times more than any other minerals. A lot of the minerals that are produced, sometimes the common ones, calcium, magnesium, will come out of India or even China. These are all produced here in the United States. And minerals by themselves are not absorbed well. So minerals have to be complex with some sort of acid, like calcium citrate is complex with citric acid. Calcium gluconate is complex with gluconic acid and so on and so on. So basically they take the mineral salt, the calcium by itself, and then they put it into a solution with the acid, and they sometimes they partially react it, and the better minerals are fully reacted, so they're allowed to go through their full chemical exchange or the molecular exchange in solution, and that determines how well they absorbed in the body. So Albion, they are considered the gold standard in mineral absorption, mineral chelates, and just they've done a lot of the absorption studies. So our magnesium is pure Albion chelated magnesium. And I will tell you, there is another company out there that produces down the front of the label says Albion chelated magnesium, and then you look in the subfacts and down in the other ingredients they say magnesium oxide. Well, that's not even legal to put magnesium oxide down the other ingredients below the subfacts. And the reason I know this is because I took this product for a while, and magnesium oxide is a very inexpensive form of magnesium that's not nearly as good as the pure Albion stuff. So the reason they do it is because they can get more magnesium in there. So what you're getting with our product, you're getting pure Albion chelated magnesium. It works really great. I take it, my daughters take it, my wife takes it. Some magnesiums will give you loose stools. This one will not. I take 400 milligrams a day. I have no loose stools. So really a superb form, and to be able to relax the blood vessels with if you're at risk for glaucoma.
I found it really interesting. There was quite a few little interesting bullet points about magnesium and the benefits that it offers. It's actually the 11th most common mineral in the human body. It governs the activity of over 350 enzyme systems, and it plays a key role in over 80% of metabolic functions. So it's important for energy production, keeping your heart rate steady, it helps form compounds that make up your bone, and it helps to regulate your blood sugar. So magnesium does a lot.
It does. And incidentally, magnesium is one of those minerals, since your body cannot produce minerals, it is severely deficient in the soils. So it's not like you can get the same amount of magnesium you did many, many decades ago. So when we come back from the break, we'll get right into macular degeneration.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. We have a very eye-opening show here today on vision health. And before the break, you know, we've talked about glaucoma, we've talked about cataracts. We're going to be giving you some information on macular degeneration. Now, if you've missed any part of this show so far, go to cohradio.com. Now, also, you can check us out on our social media pages. It's COH Radio, and that's on Facebook /COH Radio, and also on Instagram. And that's also at COH Radio. Of course, COH for Crossroads of Health. Now, on those pages, you can actually find some really cool information about our I'm Free campaign. So go ahead and check that out on our social media. You can also check that out at Emerald I'm Free. But with that, you know, before the break, Rick was talking about Pure Way C and the benefits of vitamin C. And we kind of talked about that earlier in the show because it's powerful antioxidant protection, which is really important to maintaining your overall vision health. And I wanted to mention another form of vitamin C that we offer that's pretty special, and that's called Camu Camu. Now, Camu Camu, this is a whole fruit that contains all sorts of bioflavonoids and all sorts of things that are fantastic for you, but it is considered one of the richest natural sources of vitamin C. So in every 1,000 milligrams of Camu Camu, it is standardized to 200 milligrams of naturally occurring vitamin C. And there's a lot of people who are used to taking much higher servings of vitamin C. Now, with something like a whole fruit, you're not necessarily going to want to multiply the amounts that you take because you are getting a fantastic concentrate of Camu Camu. And, you know, you take too much fruit, you may have some gastric problems if you overdo it. But for people who are looking for food-sourced vitamin C, Camu Camu is a fantastic option for that. So I just wanted to kind of throw that bad boy in there too. And we have all sorts of other stuff to share with you today.
There you go. And Camu Camu, keep in mind, there's when you get anything from nature, you're getting all hundreds of other active constituents that potentially all sort of work in concert together, which is why some people want to take the natural source of vitamin C, which is what the attraction is for a lot of people to Camu Camu. So we just want to give you a lot of options. But anyway, we want to talk about macular degeneration because cataracts and glaucoma, I sort of view those as kind of subcategories under macular degeneration because the macula in the eye is going to degenerate as we age. However, to what, how fast or to what degree it degrades is sort of up to you and a little bit up to genetics, but it's up to you based on what you eat, what you don't eat, the supplements you take. And that's how we want to be helpful to you today, giving you some good information. So with macular degeneration, it says the macula is the part of the eye that allows us to see detail in the center of our vision field. When the macula breaks down or is damaged, fine work like reading, sewing, or painting become difficult or impossible. Small objects, stitches on fabric, for example, or type on a page. I know how that goes. Anything smaller than 4 point is rough. Melody has this contract.
I'm wearing my glasses right now.
I'm not. I'll tell you a story about me and glasses.
Very light anyway. Reading glasses, but I'm wearing them.
Yes. So the stitches on the fabric or the type on the page may look wavy or bent, and there may be dark spots over the item you're trying to see. This visual impairment begins at the center of the vision, and if not halted, will slowly expand toward the periphery. In the United States, macular degeneration is the leading cause of serious visual impairment in the people over 55 and those 65 and older. It is the second highest cause of blindness, next only to cataracts. So there are two kinds of macular degeneration: atrophic or dry, and neovascular or wet. Atrophic is by far the more common of the two and accounts for 80 to 95% of all cases. Although its effects usually don't show until a relatively advanced age, atrophic macular degeneration happens over a lifetime as cellular debris gradually accumulates under the retina. With aging, one has a decline in the carotenoid concentration of the retina and increased damage from ultraviolet rays. Other factors leading to macular degeneration include inflammation, prediabetes and diabetes, poor circulation, and oxidative stress. Keep in mind, the inflammation, that's why we're putting the Mareva, which we'll talk about in a bit, on special, because that can really help with keeping that under control in the body. Then on to neovascular macular degeneration. It isn't actually degeneration at all. Rather, it is caused by an abnormal growth of blood vessels under the retina. If these blood vessels leak, the fluid can scar the macula and impair central detailed vision. Unlike atrophic degeneration, this form of the disease can frequently be reversed with laser treatment as long as it's caught early enough. It can often be prevented altogether with the same alternative therapies used to treat atrophic degeneration. Major conventional risk factors for macular degeneration include smoking, atherosclerosis, aging, and high blood pressure. Research in recent years has proven that diet is a critical element in the prevention of this disease. A diet that's high in cholesterol and saturated fat appears to increase susceptibility, while a diet that's rich in fruits, vegetables, and fish is protective. Carotenoids found in fruits, and particularly in vegetables, are quite protective antioxidants against macular damage from sunlight. A holistic approach also considers the role of inefficient digestion and absorption, which ties into what Melody was mentioning earlier with cataracts, which can contribute to mineral deficiencies that play a role in this disease. Finally, several nutritional supplements, especially minerals and carotenoids, have proven to be effective in the prevention and the treatment of macular degeneration. So much good information on this, but at the end of the day, we want to eat a good diet. You want to make sure you're supplementing because your body doesn't, as I said earlier, your body doesn't produce any minerals on its own. Those have to be obtained through the diet, doesn't produce hardly any vitamins. So this is where supplementation is so important, because many of you understand that our agriculture is not what it used to be. We're not delivering the same quality of food that we used to deliver. In fact, Melody has done a talking point previously on bioengineering, not GMOs, but bioengineering of foods, and how there was a great reduction in the nutrients of broccoli. And it's just, it's well established that you just have a hard time getting those nutrients out of the food any longer.
Well, and our farming practices today don't really allow for the resaturation of minerals into the ground.
And I think, by the way, we are going to, Melody mentioned earlier, I think we're going to put all of our multis on special. Woo-hoo. That's an add-on, yeah. 50% off, because as we're going through this, you realize how important the minerals are. And this happens sometimes. I'm just on the fly. I'm like, you know what? And how many multis do we have, Melody?
Well, it's actually 11 unique formulas, but we have 16 in total because the one dailies, except for the prenatal, all come in a 1 month and a 2 month size.
So I would encourage you all to take advantage. We don't often do our multis at 50% off, but we want to just give those to you because this is a foundation for anything related to vision. Really important that people have asked me, if you're going to take anything, what would you take? I said, I would take a multi. What's the second thing? I would take reesterified triglyceride fish oil and RTG fish oil. So anyway, I want to mention one more thing. Then Melody's got a couple studies she's going to highlight regarding macular degeneration. Just foods to avoid regarding macular degeneration. Stay far away from foods that contain free radicals. Fats that are hydrogenated, or i.e. trans fat, or partially hydrogenated, are really problematic. Also, you want to avoid sugar, especially processed sugars, alcohol, and charred or grilled meats. I'm not a big, I'm not trying to put the kibosh on all your barbecue, and I like barbecue as much as the next guy
The next guy or girl, because I got to tell you, I am a huge fan of barbecue.
My wife and I, we don't eat steak a lot, but we go to Whole Foods, we get our steaks, doesn't have any hormones, and like maybe 2-3 times a year, we'll get a really nice ribeye and I'll cook those up. They're so good. So we don't eat a lot of red meat, but I do enjoy grilling. So anyway, and then I know you got a couple studies you want to mention, Mel.
Yeah. So one study actually involved over 3,600 people. Now that's a significant study, ages 55 to 80 years, who were at risk for age-related macular degeneration. Those who took antioxidants plus zinc were less likely than those who took only antioxidants or only zinc to lose their vision over the 6-year study. Individuals who took a placebo were the most likely to develop advanced age-related macular degeneration and vision loss. Also, a survey of 876 elderly individuals found that people whose intake of lutein and zeaxanthin was in the top 20th percentile were 56% less likely to have age-related macular degeneration as compared with people who had a low intake of these two carotenoids. Nutrition plays a huge role in maintaining your vision.
Absolutely.
And so many other things.
But the thing is that people don't understand when they go to a standard doctor that there's a lot of research that is specific to dietary supplements that you all are not often informed on. And that's what we're here for, is to tell you there is good clinical data on these things that can really help you. We're going to go to a break shortly, but before we do, I think I want to talk about grapeseed extract real quickly, because that was another thing that was indicated regarding something that might be helpful with cataracts and possibly, I think, with macular degeneration as an antioxidant. Our grapeseed extract that we offer, it is a European grapeseed extract. Most of the grapeseeds that people use out there, the grapeseed extract comes from China. And what they don't know is that the OPCs, the oligomeric proanthocyanidins, that's the active constituent. Usually it's a 95% purity in grapeseed extract. There are high atomic weight OPCs and low atomic weight OPCs. The high atomic weight OPCs cannot or have a very difficult time being absorbed into the bloodstream because they're such a large molecule. And the Europeans who did so much of the original research on these types of extracts, they have a process where they're giving you low atomic weight OPCs, which obviously costs more money, takes more time, which is why you, the consumer, don't understand that because they don't put it on the label. Well, we use the European grapeseed. So you're getting the grapeseed extract, the OPCs that can be absorbed and actually be helpful to you. You know, it's one thing that pop a tablet or a capsule in your mouth. It's another thing to have it be absorbed effectively into your bloodstream. Ours will be utilized by the body the way it should be. And by the way, it costs about 3 times more than standard grapeseed extract, but we spend the money because we want to make sure you're getting results. With that, we are out of time. We'll be right back for segment 4 of Crossroads of Health. Please stay with us.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
If you prefer to buy at the retail level, you can find the Emerald Laboratories brand of products at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, here again with segment 4 of this eye-opening show on vision health. Now, vision issues can cloud the lives of so many people. So we're here with some really good nutritional information for you. If you missed any part of the show, go to cohradio.com or crossroadsofhealthradio.com, and you can check out our archive page. But this show will be posted there for you all week. It will also be posted there with the code SAY, which today is going to save you 50% on several formulas, including all the multis, which is very exciting, with our web affiliate, supplements.one. That's supplements.one. We will give you a full rundown of those products that apply. But, you know, with that, we still have some more good information to share with you.
We got to get through a couple more products to share with all of you why they might be important. So I want to talk quickly about Mariva. Mariva is an Italian manufacturer of a curcuminoid product or turmeric product. They are hands down the best. I mean, we find the best raw material suppliers. That's what we use because it needs to be effective for you. But Mariva has been shown as a curcumin-based product to be 29 times more effectively uptaken in the bloodstream than standard curcumin. And just so you all know, standard curcumin is usually a 95% curcuminoid product. Most of it is manufactured in China. And it is well established that China is using class 1 solvents, which are carcinogenic. That is also well established because they can get a 15 to 20% greater yield of their curcuminoids when they use those carcinogenic solvents. So that's not something that I want. I assume that's not something you want. So we use the clean European stuff that's going to work the best for you. And no, it is not cheaper than the Chinese stuff. It is far more expensive, but we use it because we want you to get results. But we've read so much on between cataracts and glaucoma and macular degeneration that the inflammation process is so important to be dealing with that, for your body to be able to deal with those inflammatory factors in your body. So anyway, so Mariva is something you want to consider. Our product has Mariva, it has MSM, it's got some PureAC, just a great formula, something you should consider, again, at 50% off. But I know Melody has a bunch to talk about regarding our Vision Health formula, which kind of deals with all of the vision-related issues in a kind of a broad way.
Yeah, and this is another one of our formulas that I like to call the kitchen sink. So throwing everything except the kitchen sink at you to help with your vision health. So this formula does promote all aspects of healthy vision to help support night vision, to help protect the macula and lenses, to help ease eye strain, to help reduce glare. So we did kind of read a couple studies on some of the nutrients that are in here, but, you know, just again, a reminder, the research has shown that the combination of lutein and zeaxanthin in clinical servings significantly improves long-term vision health. And then again, we're also using European extracted bilberry to help protect from oxidative damage and support healthy, strong connective tissues of the eyes. And then there's also studies that have shown that it may help to improve eye health related to aging and dark adaptation in people who have poor night vision. Now, I will tell you that Dr. Stengler, in formulating, he did tell me that one of the reasons he wanted to come out with this formula is because he found that a lot of the vision formulas on the market today have like unacceptable amounts of bilberry. Basically, he couldn't find a formula that had enough bilberry in it where he felt it would be clinically effective. So this formula actually has in it 120 milligrams of the European bilberry, but he said that there are a lot of formulas that are very low in their bilberry content.
I have to jump in here just as a raw material manufacturer of supplements, because most bilberry a lot of the bilberry that people use comes out of China, and it costs maybe a half of what the European stuff does. I will tell you, and it's shocking that people don't even want to use this level because they're not using the high quality European stuff. And even with the cheaper stuff, they still don't put the levels they're supposed to. We are using the top notch, highly priced European bilberry. I can tell you it is not cheap, but we had to use it because it's the best. And so not only do we use that, but we use it at a dosing that is going to work for you.
Yes. And that's really what's going on with all of these formulas, the Emerald formulas, because Dr. Stengler is using these clinically. He has to get results for his patients. That means that you guys get the added benefit of getting clinical results with a formula that you can get in a health food store. Now, there's also, we did talk about zinc. There was a double-blind clinical placebo trial that indicated that supplementing with therapeutic dosages of zinc daily for 1 to 2 years could help significantly improve vision health. There's astaxanthin, a powerful antioxidant to help neutralize free radicals, which damage eye tissues. There's N-acetylcysteine to help promote glutathione production, master antioxidant, and neutralize lipid peroxides, which can actually contribute to the loss of the integrity of membranes. Now, and then in addition to that, there's this whole food antioxidant vision support blend that has camu camu, that fruit that has that naturally occurring high amounts of vitamin C, acai, amla, goji berry, mangosteen, and pomegranate. So this is just a powerhouse formula for healthy vision.
It's really superb. And just, I take this formula every day because of my left eye, because I don't really have it. It's 2200 plus. It's sort of very blurry for me, but I only have one good eye. And I promised you guys I'd tell you about my glasses story. I tell you that. This is not her getting to tell you. I just tell you because my wife says I'm kind of stubborn. You know, she says I have no filter in my mouth and I'm stubborn.
Well, you?
Me? I mean, come on, really? Anyway, so I went to the eye doctor a few years back because my wife says, you know, you're putting that piece of paper a little further away from your face to read it. Like you didn't use to put it that far away from your face. Maybe you should get glasses. So I went to the eye doctor and I said, I would like to know, does it do my eye any damage by not wearing glasses if, you know, as I'm getting older, as I, you know, go through that sort of macular degeneration kind of evolution. And he said, no, it doesn't do your eye any harm to not wear glasses. It just, you might find that you get tired because it's more strain and you only have one eye, so you're straining harder to read. But everybody I know wears glasses. When they take their glasses off, they go, oh, I can't see a thing without my, oh, I just had to make my prescription stronger. Oh, I just had to make it stronger again. And I'm just like, I believe when you wear glasses, it's like working out at the gym. You're just, it's like lazy eyes. You know, your glasses, you don't have to work hard to. So it's maybe it's that male thing, but I don't wear glasses because I think it's just going to give me lazy eyes. I want my eyes to be strong. My eye, I guess the one. I want to be strong and tough. So I am going to not wear glasses as long as I possibly can. So
wow, anyway. You're making me feel all bad about my glasses over
hey,
here.
If you wear glasses, nope. My wife wears glasses. My daughter wears glasses. I'm just one of those guys. I'm going to dig my heels in. I am not going to wear glasses. Oh, man, I absolutely have Rick. To. There you go.
Well, okay. So that wasn't actually our getting to know you, but we do have some fun things to share with you for our getting to know you. And the word this week is say, S-A-Y. And it was because Rick and I each have funny stories about things that people in our family say, and they're unique to our family. Now, if you use the code SAY this week, you're going to save 50%.
An
additional 50% off of the already 10% everyday low price at supplements.one. And that will be for Vision Health, Mariva, Magnesium, Pure Whey C, Grape Seed Extract, Camu, and all of the multis. Now, Rick, what are the funny things that your family says or say? What do the funny
there you
say,
go.
S-A-Y?
My daughter, Courtney, she's getting ready to go to college. When she was much younger, you know, young kids, they just sort of logically put things together. And so we used to say, you need to lay down, sweetie. You need to go to sleep. You need to lay down. She goes, I want to lay up. I want to lay up. And then one time we said something about yesterday, or she's telling us, and she goes, well, you remember yesterday when you told me to lay down and I wanted to lay up. So yeah, lay up and yesterday. And then my younger daughter, Cassidy, this is just like a couple weeks ago. She's feeling a little bit of pressure, and we homeschool our kids, feeling a little pressure. So she's like, Dad, I'm under a lot of stressor. And I go, stressor. She goes, I was stressed, pressure. I couldn't figure out which word I want to pick. So that's, we have stressor. So we also have guesstimate. That's different. That's my word.
Guesstimate.
And stressor. So there you go. Melody, what are your words this week?
Well, you know, my great uncle, Charles, he's so dear to my heart. He actually became a dad to me. I called him Dad, actually, till the day that he died. And so he had the best sayings. And one of the things he used to say if you're going to be sick, don't throw up, throw down. And I was like, that makes perfect sense. And then he would always ask us, are you being have instead of are you behaving? Are you being have? And then in our family, I know this would sound horrible in any other family, but it's being part of this family. You had to ugly it up. So he's like, looking pretty ugly today. And that was like the best compliment, because it meant obviously the opposite of that. Looking pretty ugly today. Got to ugly it up to be in this family. So
I would never dare to say that to any woman.
It was such a sweet, endearing thing in our family, because it was so established that it was just a loving term. It really wasn't, the way it was used was just with so much love. So, and I miss him so much. He's not in my life anymore. So it's really nice to be able to bring him back to life for a moment with his saying. So again, the code SAY will save you 50% off on a whole slew of products. If you missed any part of the show, go to cohradio.com. The list will be there for you so that you can save on supplements.one.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So please join us again next week for another, it won't be eye-opening. It'll be some other pun next week, but episode of Crossroads of Health.